Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us on this broadcast as we face the issues each day. We look forward to the dialogue and discussion, your input, your questions and comments relative to the issue of the day. Let me encourage you to join in the dialogue and discussion today. We'll be talking about eschatological prophetic end times. We are living in the last days. There's some that make the statement in a different fashion. They say, are we living in the last days? Absolutely, unequivocally, ladies and gentlemen, we're living in the last of the last days based on the Word of God. We're going to be talking about that today. We'll look at two or three things, but primarily we're going to be looking at what we see taking place in Russia and in China and how that plugs into the eschatological doctrinal position of the Scripture about the last of the last days and what's going to be taking place. We're going to introduce that, though, looking at what 2 Timothy says about perilous times. So I encourage you to join in the discussion today. Perhaps you have questions about the eschatological future. Perhaps you ask and would have questions about how does Russia, how does China, how does Germany, how do other nations fit into the picture that God gives us of what will be taking place in the last days. We'll talk about some of those issues today. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We invite you and encourage you to join in the discussion today. Looking forward to hearing from you. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do not do it on some denominational dogma position. We do not face the issues based on some fanciful philosophies out of the ideological bent of either the Republicans or the Democratic Party. We do not face the issues based on some secular worldview. We do not face the issues based on I hope so, or I think so, or maybe so. We do it based on the authority of the Word of God, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I encourage you to read the book of all books. It is the truth book, as I like to call it. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Let me break that statement down for you a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. I believe it's vital. Jesus says, if you continue in my word, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. If we continue in the word of God, we are Jesus' disciples. That means learners, followers. And it's then that we'll know the truth. How do we know the truth? Continuing to stay in the word, following the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall know the truth. And the truth, that's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, shall set you free. John 8:31 and 32. But then Jesus says in John 14:6, I am truth. Jesus Christ, God come in the flesh, makes a declaratory statement that I am truth. And then he points to, in John 17:17, points to the Word of God where he says, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the source book for truth. It is the truth of the Word of God that ought to get our attention and have our focus in following the Word. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in a society today that was talked about in the dystopia novel by George Orwell, The Secularist, where Orwell said, and I quote, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, that's precisely where we are in our nation and around the globe today. a disdain, a rejection, a hatred for truth tellers. Telling the truth today is not looked at as an ideal scenario. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be, unfortunately, so true socially, economically, politically, and spiritually, religiously, I should say, around the world. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. As the former senator, this article says, he explains the obvious. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, one of his statements that says this: faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that ought to be the order of the day, especially for Christians. We need to seek the truth, listen to the truth. You won't find that on Communist Network News, television, or radio. Love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth. And that's exactly what we urge you to do each and every day on this broadcast. You'd be surprised the number of people today, even as Christians, conservatives so-called, and patriots, that do not search for the truth themselves, do not research the truth, try to find the truth. They simply will pop the television on, watch the Communist Network News, and think that that's truth. It's the farthest thing from it, ladies and gentlemen. MSNBC, CNBC, ABC, CBS, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're not sources for truth. We need to recognize that. In fact, if you try to go to Google and find truth, truth might be buried some 15, 20, 30 pages of articles down. It won't be the top page as you go to that for research on any subject. And yet people will not research it for themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about professional and homeowner brand lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're searching for it, there's a gigantic benchmark, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Look them up, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in the last days. I stated that earlier. Let me restate it. We know that we're living in the last days, ladies and gentlemen, because of what we see taking place. And the Bible warns us specifically that in the last days, perilous times will come. Now, I've quoted that scripture many times on this broadcast. I've used the word perilous, but I've not taken it apart piece by piece as I'm going to in the first few moments of this broadcast today. But in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, if you're driving, don't try to write it down. 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 5, the Bible is very, very clear that in perilous times, that perilous times shall come. Ladies and gentlemen, the word perilous means dangerous, dark, deadly, difficult, devastating. All of those terms identify what the scripture refers to as perilous times shall come, and it was in the context of 2 Timothy 3. And may I say, without doing a disservice to the Word of God, perilous times have come. We're seeing perilous times today. And let me just go through a litany of the indicators in that unit of thought in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, of how to identify the perilous times. First of all, it says men will be lovers of themselves. You look at AOC and most of those in the elitist realm in Washington, You look at those in the Beltway in Washington, and multitudes of them feel that somehow, some way, they're insulated from any problems whatsoever. There is that attitude that they love themselves, ladies and gentlemen. As a result of that, most of them have private security guards that we're paying for with taxpayer money. Most of them cannot recognize what's happening in America because of their isolation and insulation, because of their sense of pride and sense of lovers of self. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason we find taking place in Germany and Washington, D.C. and Washington State. We have those that are the elitists that are in charge that's making the decision of whether or not you can go out. It's the lockdown mentality. It is the totalitarian mentality. It's telling the people what they can do. I'll just read this article. Germany wants to ban Telegram. Washington, D.C. requires you to be vaccinated or even to go to the bathroom. Washington State wants to put you in jail for a year if you don't follow their health orders. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a position that's being taken by multitudes, if not most, of our bureaucrats, totalitarian tyrants, as mayors and governors, and out of the Oval Office that's in America today. Lovers of self. Secondly, it talks about covetous. Those that are covetous. That means greed. Pelosi and Joe and the Biden family cabal. Nancy Pelosi, through her husband, which carries a different name, owns billions of dollars worth of stock. I should say hundreds of millions of stock. And most of that stock's been bought in companies that were basically controlled by Nancy Pelosi and the House members, and she knew where they were going, what they were doing. And so as what we'd call, what's called legally, the insider trader, she's bought millions of dollars worth of that stock through her husband's name. Covetous, wanting more and more, never satisfied. Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, we'll talk about that in a minute in this broadcast, with the millions that they've siphoned off Ukraine and out of Russia and out of China. And yet they're concerned supposedly about the welfare of America, that they're willing to go to war. And those two nations, we'll talk about that warmongering and where it's going, ladies and gentlemen, based on the scripture. We'll look at that today. Proud, that means haughty, prideful. Our elite politicians fall in that category. Multitudes of those who want to tell you that you've got to wear a mask, but they don't. Those that will tell you that you've got to stay locked down, but they are above that. That's the haughty, high-minded, prideful attitude. Blasphemers. That's literally cursing God. Disobedient to parents, unwilling to follow directions and honor your parents and our authority. This is true today. Very clear today. This is the reason we find so many parents today that are worried and concerned and agitated because of what's happening with their children. They teach them at home, take them to church, train them in the Bible, send them off to a infidel institution to brainwash them, and then they come back home and they tell the parents that God is not real, that America is bad, and that we should be a communist nation. That is what is taking place today, ladies and gentlemen. Unthankful. I believe our nation today is probably the most thankless of all any people on the face of the globe, feeling that I deserve it, a mindset that God needs to bless me, and I deserve his blessings. Then the scripture says in that text, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about some of the signs of the last days, that perilous times shall come in the last days. Perilous times are here. The dark, dangerous, deadly, difficult, devastating days is what the word perilous means. They're here. Unholy, that is having no holiness, no recognition of God, no recognition of God's word, no intention to follow God's direction. Jerry Nadler, the representative of the Democratic side in the halls of Congress, just a few months ago, made that statement when one of the House members reading from the scripture, that which needed to be read in relationship to the morals and ethics. And Nadler snapped at him and cut him off and said that the Bible, the Word of God, has no place in the halls of Congress. Ladies and gentlemen, that's unholy. That is unthankful. That is blaspheming. Then the scripture says, without natural affection. Ladies and gentlemen, I could speak for the next 2 hours on that statement alone. Our nation today is a nation that's embracing the sodomite lifestyle, the LGBTQ agenda, the BLM, the Antifa. That is without natural affection, ladies and gentlemen. That is embracing that which God does not ordain. False accusers, the Marxist Communist Democratic Party, tried to destroy President Trump's life. The false accusers, those that will lie under oath, those that will make accusations like the Russia narrative that President Trump was a puppet for Russia, for Putin. Lying, ladies and gentlemen, trying to tear down and destroy and to undermine the constitutional republic called America. The Bible says in that same unit of thought that incontinent, word incontinent means out of control, chaos, calamity, and confusion. We have a nation today that's being run by, dominated by, those that are totally out of control. Totally out of control. Fierce, the scripture says. That means extremely dangerous, deadly. Despisers of those that are good. Our world today hates God, hates God's people, hates the Christian, hates the Word of God, literally hates those that are good, the scripture says very, very clearly. Ladies and gentlemen, we find that in America today, something that's setting the stage for the last of the last days that the Biden administration has ignored. The Biden administration called them peaceful demonstrators. That was the rioters. It's part of the Marxist revolution, ladies and gentlemen, destroying the warp and the woof that is the fabric of society, getting ready for the total overthrow, the Build Back Better, a Karl Marx philosophy that Biden has embraced. And that is, you've got to tear down the nation to build it back in a Marxist regime with a socialist, Marxist, communist-style government. The Marxist, this article, I'm looking at an article that says, Marxist revolution is the making, in the making, in America. Experts warn us. There's a dated January the 21st, 2022. There's a phenomenon being observed in America today, an attempt at changing reality to foster a new Marxist revolution. So what we see with Black Lives Matter, what we see with the Project 1619, is to replace the American narrative, to replace the idea of America from all men are created equal. We're all free with this idea that we're awful, an awful country, that our history is hideous, that our system is racist itself, that the system must be changed, end quote. The article further states, most people believe that reality cannot be changed because they believe in an ultimate and fundamental truth in natural law or in the law of God. But Marxists do not believe any of that. Black Lives Matter used the death of George Floyd as an excuse to change society, to dismantle the organizational principle of society. In the words of Black Lives Matter, Alicia Garcia. Further, the article states, the Black Lives Matter founders say that they were trained Marxists. Quote, one of them is Colors, that's the last name, C-U-L-O-R-S, one of the three socialist Marxist women, two of which are sodomite lifestyle individuals, started Black Lives Matter. Colors trained for a decade as a radical organizer in the Labor Community Strategy Center, established and run by Eric Mann, a former member of the Weather Underground, the 1960s radical fashion identified by the FBI as domestic terrorist. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to set the stage for us to understand is that these are not happenstance events. These are not isolated events. Things that we see taking place in America with the burning of the buildings, the destruction of courthouse buildings, the shooting of police officers on a national level, about five men shot, already killed this year in just the first part of this month. The thing that is behind that, the motivation behind that, is not just happenstance. It's not just something that has taken place. It's something that's orchestrated and planned and designed to uproot the moral, ethical, biblical fiber, the foundation of the United States of America. And our Bible is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 11:3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I'm concerned, ladies and gentlemen, about where we're going as a nation, although, listen very carefully, I'm not worried. I realize what is taking place is coming together, the eschatological prophetic text in the Word of God that tells us what to expect, what will be happening in the latter portion of the last days. And we're in the latter portion of the last days as I speak today. Ladies and gentlemen, we see the scripture also says, and I touched on that, fierce, that's extremely dangerous, despisers of those that are good, hating anything that's spirituality, anything that's Christian. In fact, Tony Perkins said that the Obama and the Biden administrations, and especially with Joe Biden today, that the majority of what he's doing is the undermining, tearing down, and destroying of any Christian values. Any Christian values. We see that taking place. And this, in 2 Timothy 3, it says, lovers of pleasure more than God. This is why so many today, like Andy Stanley, the Andy Stanley type churches, want to be entertained, amused, not a love for God, but a love for the adulation and the entertainment that comes where they recently had the Zeppelin band playing, and that was supposed to be based on Stanley's own words in that video. It's on YouTube out there. That was their call to worship by a rock and roll hard band that worshiped Satan, and in the music and the words, even on the stage platform in that church, they were praising Satan and not Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, this scripture says in 2 Timothy 3, having a form, it's the Greek word morphe, the outward appearance of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Then it says, from such turn away. That means have nothing to do with them. Ladies and gentlemen, this is but one aspect of the last days. The Bible also warns, ladies and gentlemen, that in the last days, we would see wars and rumors of wars. Matthew chapter 24, beginning with about verse 5 and following, talks about that. And we need to recognize that that's where we are today. We are witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, America's fighting a proxy war with Russia and China. Some of you may recall the Korean conflict. Well, it was fought in Korea, but we were really fighting with China. The Chinese are armed. The armed soldiers in 50, 51, 52, and 53 fighting on the soil in Korea, North Korea, and in the northern portion of Korea. They simply, ladies and gentlemen, our soldiers, with thousands dying, freezing to death in the snow and ice, not properly uniformed, not properly booted up, wound up dying. America retreated because we didn't win. It's the reason it's called the Korean conflict, not the Korean War. We did the same thing in Afghanistan. We walked away from it and left thousands of American citizens there. We did not win over a 20-year period of time because hands were tied. The warmongers, the warhawks wanted to see the battle continue, but not call it a war that we could win. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917. We're going to continue our conversation in just a moment in relationship to the war with Russia, the war with China, what the Bible says about that, and will we really go to war? Is it prophesied in the scripture? How will we live? What will we do? Where are we going? How should we prepare? I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go over the question or comment, please.
You know, you articulated a series of different things that seem to be movements of the left that attack faith, family, finances, culture, community, essentially dividing one generation from the prior generation, dividing us from any commitment to country or reliance upon the good foundation that America was built upon, the degradation of education, the complete assault on finances we're seeing today, which will lead people to be more reliant upon government and leftist, essentially a totalitarian can rule when that totalitarian is the one that keeps the people from starving because he hands them just, you know, 1,000 calories a day kind of thing like they do in Venezuela. And that's the kind of system that they would like for us to embrace as a whole. And young folks today, you know, the young folks today have never seen anything other than money that just flows out. You know, they're getting paid $15, $17, $20 an hour to flip burgers, you know, with absolutely no knowledge of the world around them. They've not seen the dire straits that come with socialism. They've not seen like the collapse of 29 that for, you know, it took 3 years to collapse that stock market. It was a dip down, a dip down, a dip down, a dip down. They've not seen these things that prior generations have seen. And prior generations have fallen. They've dropped the ball by not sharing with the next generation, both spiritually as well as historically. You know, these kids come home from school, they can't read, write, and add, subtract, but they have proper pronouns for 62 different genders. Do you think that that just happened, or do you think that this is part of a greater plan? Well, this is part of a greater plan, and the deception that we're seeing now can be defined as nothing other than demonic deception. These young people have no clue what's coming next. And I think, you know, what we have, my generation, Gen Xers, I think that is how they, I was born in 1970. All right. I think my generation has dropped the ball. We've not done our job to make sure that our kids know better spiritually, family, culturally, financially. They're ignorant. And I'm not in my generation because I've seen so much of it. Hopefully I've imparted enough to my 29-year-old daughter that she understands. I think she understands what's going on in the world. But Christians, you're wrong, you're mistaken if you don't think we have a responsibility. Psalm 78, 1 through 7, 1 through 8 articulates our responsibility generationally to share with the next generation. Now that's speaking specifically of God, his judgments, his mercies, his goodness, all those things. However, my goodness, it goes beyond that. It goes beyond that. And to let our kids go into these public school, government-controlled, you know, communist classrooms and come back home with rubbish, and you do nothing? And you do nothing? I thank God for those moms and dads that have gone and stood up at school board meetings and scolded them for that chaos that they've created, not just with COVID, but with everything else, where they've abandoned anything that's genuine academics, you know, your three R's, your reading, writing, arithmetic. And they've gone into this stuff for 30 or 40 years. We've been teaching government-controlled schools, been teaching sex education. And in just that 30 or 40 short years, kids have confused gender. They've done a real, real good job at teaching sex ed, haven't they? Your kid comes home and, well, Daddy, I think I might be a girl. Daddy, I think I might be a boy. You go, excuse me? Mm-hmm. Excuse me? How confused they are. And parents, guess what? It's not the school system's job to unconfuse them. They're the ones that are confusing them. It's your job to unconfuse them.
Well, Greg, I believe you have heard me say many times, I'd rather see a parent train sons and daughters, if you want to use the term at the nth degree, train them and let them grow up, be little ignoramuses academically, but love the Lord Jesus Christ. We're watching the reverse of that. And as a result of that, we have kids growing up getting 4-year degrees or more and coming home and having the feeling that mom and dad's the dummies. Greg, you touched on where we're headed with some finances in a nation. We got about a minute left on the broadcast before we take the break for news. But let's get into that a minute. There's a push by Nancy Pelosi and others in Washington to introduce the Fed coin. And therefore, they're trying to outlaw Bitcoin and other e-currency. China today has a total e-currency program that is underwritten by gold. America's will not underwrite that. What will the e-currency do when that comes about? Not if, but when it comes about. Because it's part and parcel of the final days.
It is absolutely. They intend to have a one world domination of economics. And your CBDC, which is your central bank digital currency, does not alleviate the fiat currency. I mean, literally, if they say, okay, we're going to take all the money out of your account, out of your purse and everything else, we're going to issue your CBDC, your central bank digital currency, we'll give you the same amount, they can still print as much as they want. Folks, go to M2 Money Supply today, and you'll find out they've printed an extra $6 trillion in currency in the past 2 years. Why do you think we've got more than 15% real inflation today? They're running the printing presses just like was done in the Weimar Republic before Germany completely collapsed economically. And the World War II was spawned because of that economic collapse.
Greg, hold your thought there, and we're going to be back, ladies and gentlemen, right after the top of the hour news. Don't turn your dial. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.